The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
What I have in mind maybe is to just share a few words on the basic insight meditation practice and what this is about. And then say a few words for those who's been doing this for a while in a particular dimension. And so the basic instructions around insight meditation has to do with cultivating our capacity to be aware of our experiences in a way that is very clear and unwavered. And so how we develop this capacity to be aware of the present experience. Oftentimes we start by noticing what is happening in our bodies and in our breath, for example, and then that's often being used for people who just start the practice. And can also be body, because our body is always at the present. You know, our body isn't living in the past or the future. It's right here. And our breath is the same way. It's always here, right now. And so our instruction is to simply pay attention to what is happening right now. And you can do so through paying attention to what is happening in the body. Maybe there's some tingling or tightness in the feet. Maybe some movements on the face. Or some itchiness in the back. Or tension in the torso. Or relaxation in the torso. And there can be many things. And then we simply pay attention to what is happening right there. And that can be tricky because as soon as we begin to pay attention to our breath, our body, or maybe our thoughts, or maybe our emotions, we can have a lot of, right and wrongs and good and bad along with it. And so our simple instruction about this is to also just pay attention to, I'm evaluating, or I'm judging. This is good, and this is bad. Or am I doing right? Am I doing wrong? And so lots of things can happen as you begin to pay attention to what is happening. And our instruction is the same. It's not to pile up additional judgment on it, but rather just say, this is happening. And evaluation is happening. And comparison is happening. Our judging is happening. Our celebration is happening. I have a long breath. Maybe you think that's right. But the job is simple. It's just to pay attention to that. And we can do that for a long time, many years. And to allow this capacity to be aware of what is happening to grow and mature. Now, for those who have been doing this practice for a while, and today, I'd like to invite you to explore the aspect of awareness in a few different perspectives. And so in our insight meditation practice, we oftentimes say we're cultivating our capacity to be aware. But oftentimes, we know that we're aware through the objects that we're aware of. Maybe we're aware of the breath. Maybe we're aware of the body. Maybe we're aware of that we're thinking, thoughts. Maybe we're aware that anger is here, or frustration is here. And so we get in touch with this sense capacity of awareness through the object that we're aware of. And so that's one way. But as you become more and more aware of the objects of our awareness in the present moment, what I invite for you today is to see if you can open it up and that allow that awareness to become more present right there. So there can be awareness of sound, or there is a knowing of it. We know the sound is happening. And there may be the awareness of silence. And there can be knowing of it, the awareness of it. And they're not the same thing, even though they may feel like they might be the same thing. But I'd like to invite you to kind of just pay close attention to your experience and the knowing of it and the awareness of it. And when you're kind of teasing this apart a little bit, and this might give you a different perspective in the practice. Maybe you're more curious about what is happening right now. Maybe you're confused. And it's all okay. And the job is simple. It's simply just to pay attention to what is happening right now. And I invite you to explore kind of what the impact it is when you began to become more clear about your experience and the knowing of it. What impact does it have on you? Maybe it's kind of inviting some curiosity and maybe more present. Or maybe kind of inviting a lot of thoughts, you know, a lot of trying to figure it out using our intellectual mind. A lot of things can happen. But again, my invitation is to simply explore that through the present experience. Yeah? And so that's what I invite you to do today.